1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Ooh. This show is presented to you by BCT Big Corner Tavern.
That's right.
In North Riverside. Finest tavern in North Riverside.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss it. It's right on the corner there. Boxes. Yes. Beverly Pizza. You're out on the south side?
Can't miss that either.
No, you can't. Right on Western Avenue. Grab yourself a pie. You will not be sorry.
Prime real estate over there.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Beautiful, beautiful people.
If you see a dumpster that says Flood Brothers on it, kiss it and then throw your garbage in it.
That's right.
And then call them.
And then close it.
And then close it gently. Madden Funds.
Close that deal as well.
Well, close all your accounts and put whatever you got left with the Maddens. They'll save it for you and put it into good use.
Yep.
Trusty people there with Mike and Dan Madden. And Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Brother Billy out this week, but joining me, as always, is the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
I am here.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here.
It's Billy's big Tullamore Dew bash weekend. You know, for the listeners out there, they know that Bill is a brand guy for Tullamore Dew through William Grant & Sons, and that's part
He's a liquor salesman.
He's a liquor salesman.
That's correct.
Yeah. And
some people sell Buick, some people sell liquor.
Well, Bill, I used to say
some people sell skyscrapers.
Some people sell skyscrapers, the good ones. What's your dad do? He sells skyscrapers. Say it three times fast, punk.
He's worth $1 trillion.
Yeah, he's worth $1 trillion. I don't got to say it fast.
So, yeah, Billy's got an early morning.
Yeah, well,
he's going to be up with the Roosters.
He's going to be up with the Roosters because we tape this show on Thursdays, and although it airs on the radio on Saturdays and goes out for podcast on Monday, this is when...
Does Bill have an alarm clock?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I think when it goes off, it plays Rooster by Allison Chains.
Oh, I was going to say that maybe he has a rooster in the apartment somewhere that I haven't discovered.
In a cage.
It speaks like a human. It goes, it's time to sell the whiskey. Quack, quack!
Wake up, Bill.
Right, and he goes, you're right, Rooster. No, it's Billy's big weekend. He's got to be out on Bourbon Street at 4:45 in the morning to like start, representing the brand.
Not the actual Bourbon Street.
No, the big giant bar complex on the south side of Chicago. Yeah,
yeah, that's quite a deal over there.
WGN Morning News is going to be out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
Paul
like,
and those guys.
Paul and all of those people.
Yeah, where's Paul? You should ask.
You're speaking of Paul Conrad.
That's correct. I don't know why he popped in my head first.
Because he is a Paul. He looks like a Paul, doesn't he? I'm Paul.
Yeah, he is a Paul.
I got an Uncle Paul.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, he is. What is a Paul? How do you describe a Paul to me? Lots of Pauls in the world. Similarities in the Pauls? Yeah, it's Bill's big week, so he's not here.
So he's sleeping right now? You should call him.
Well, before I came, he's probably awake. Right now, because I just saw him before he left. He's like, I got to get in bed. I can't stay up and do the show. Like, we do the show real late.
We do kind of do.
We tape the show, for the listeners that are curious, a little later in the evening.
Yeah, we tape it at 9:30 at night.
Yeah, exactly.
On Wednesday.
Yep. But Billy's got to be in the wrapper early. So
that's okay. He'll be fine.
I don't know how he does it. He's got to go. He's got to do that. And then he's going to tape this segment with the news team or whatever, or try to finagle his way in the background or something, you know.
He's got
the Emerald Society and the Bagpipers and all those guys, the Pipes and Drums of the Emerald Society, Chicago Police Pipes and Drums Band. They're going to be there. And then they leave, and he comes home, and then he jumps in an Uber and goes down to Bush McGuire's, and then he gets on a trolley and goes to, like, 10 different bars throughout the afternoon.
Yikes.
I'm like, how are you going to do it? I'm like, incredible stamina. I'm like, are you expected to drink during all of this? Like, there's no way, you know?
He's going to be in a sea of people.
I don't know, like, when your job is, like,
selling. You know what he should do to stand out?
What?
Wear his Hustler t-shirt.
Oh, that would go over real well with the new, with all the marketing reps that are in from his company to visit. You know, we were considering you for a role, but the Hustler, talk to us about
but
the Hustler.
But now we want to promote you.
Talk to us. Yes, we understand you're a hustler.
You're a hustler, man, eh?
Yes, I am. I hustle. Yeah.
Name your price.
Oh, my goodness. What an amazing thing that could happen to someone. My dad got the job of his dreams because he wore a Hustler t-shirt to the biggest event of his life.
He was discovered.
He was discovered by it. That is the reason people get Hustler t-shirts, isn't it? So they get discovered. Nobody buys a Hustler t-shirt to blend in. Did you know Sir Lawrence Flint? That's what the question was when the brand people came through. Yeah, I know him.
So, wow, maybe Bill will run into a beautiful Irish princess he can scoop up and put on the back of his green horse.
A green horse. Think a guy in Ireland ever spray painted one of his horses green?
100%.
You do?
Yes. Drunk out of his mind. Like, I'm sick of you. You're white. We're gonna get you green, aren't we?
Yeah. Do you guys do have any family St. Patrick's Day celebrations? Hey, you know, my dad used to go out back just once a year. We'd spray paint the Clydesdale sparkle that had been in the family for 40 years green.
I think people do that to their dogs, although it's not safe for the dog's ass.
No, it's not safe. Can you imagine if you were someone's pet and they painted you a few times a year?
I'd bite the person.
Yes. officer, I was his pet for 3 years. He tried to paint me, so I bit him.
I'm also from Mississippi.
It don't matter where I'm from. This is how I talk. The man tried to bite me.
When I grew up in that kennel in Mississippi, I was told not to put up with BS.
I agreed to be a pet. That was the worst mistake I ever made.
No, they have special dyes. You could dye the fur.
Okay.
That's what Larry Flint told me.
They got special dyes for cats and dogs if you want to paint them all kinds of fucking colors. I've painted lots of animals on set back in the day.
I've painted lots of fur.
I said one time to the photographers, why don't we make the hamster pink? And he said, that's a great idea. I said, how do we do it? He said, I got some paint.
I got some animal safe dye.
I got some animal safe dye. And I said, and I tell you, I punched that order quicker than I ordered a cheeseburger at age 9 on an empty stomach at Mickey D's. Where is the show gone?
It's gone crazy. You know what else is crazy?
I said, Bill's busy, and all of a sudden it turns into a 6-minute Larry Flint joke.
Well, Bill's absent, so he can't partake in this glorious conversation.
No.
But you know what is madness? Basketball.
Oh yeah, big time.
Good work on the win for the Northwestern Wildcats, the underdogs of the year.
It is awesome win, by the way.
Yeah, it's huge.
I didn't start following them this basketball season until they started, like, after they beat Indiana the first, and then they beat Purdue, and I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, I told myself I was going to watch them, and then I got distracted.
Well, because Marquette, where we went, has been so good.
Yeah.
The attention gets diverted over there.
I don't have time to sit down and watch a basketball game.
Like I said, I watch them because instead of playing Lucky Day Lotto, I now do these little parlays every night for college basketball for like $5.
How's that going?
It's wildly entertaining. I've not hit any of them. I don't expect to. I mean, it's like the odds are ridiculous, but it does keep me engaged. I find myself at night flipping
all the
channels.
Keeps you engaged with the customer.
Is engaged with the... With this,
that's what
with,
David with the, from Clear Choice said.
Yes, it is. when I engage.
Yeah, when I engage with the players, right. I was embarrassed of my meth teeth.
Yeah, just like me, I'm embarrassed of my teeth. I find myself... I'm on a journey to get those fixed, though, Clay. That's my mission this March.
My wife said to me, and she's like, you know, I'm getting used to your little chip in your tooth. You should just keep it. I'm like... Might do that.
Yeah, you mean you don't care?
Yeah, you're gonna save me a dental visit.
Right. Okay. The Northwestern game. Yeah, they won tonight. They won by I think.
There's
like
already
10 or
been
11.
Some upsets.
Boise State. Yeah,
you know? It's crazy.
It is. Arizona lost to Princeton.
Yep.
I didn't watch any of the games till later in the afternoon today. But obviously Northwestern won. That's going to be the big news in town. But Illinois is out. They lost. Lost to Arkansas.
They lost to Arkansas.
They lost to Arkansas?
Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas. Arkansas.
Arkansas. You ever been to Arkansas?
Never.
You want to go?
Sure, why not? It's the homeland of Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that's like their claim to fame, I guess.
What?
That's a shame.
Clinton?
That's all they got.
Arkansas, all they have is, they got John Daly, the golfer.
That's better than Clinton.
Yep.
He can play barefoot. And drunk. And shoot, I'm at 66.
Do you think maybe if Arkansas goes to the Elite
Bill
Eight
Clinton
or something?
Bill Clinton would play with no pants on.
Bill Clinton, in honor of Arkansas going to the final, I can't
tell. In honor of John Daly, I'm playing pantsless.
I'm playing pantsless, and Daly's playing footless. And
we got a kegger, it's going to be great.
We got a kegger, and Barstool is sponsoring.
We got a bunch of naked chicks over here.
It's a fundraiser for the Democratic Party.
And we got endless amounts of chicken.
Endless amounts of chicken?
Fried chicken.
Sure.
Speaking of fried chicken, did you watch the Oscars? And I'll tell you why this has to do with fried chicken in a minute.
First, no, I didn't watch a lick of them, really.
Why not?
First of all, I forgot that they were on until last minute. I was like, oh, they're on. And then I said, you know, I really didn't see much this year. I don't care.
You didn't do that to curiosity or yourself?
You know, years ago, I used to get so amped for the Oscars, and I'd be like, yes! And now I'm just like, whatever.
You would say yes out loud?
Yes, I would. I'd be, yes, Oscars, yes.
When you saw it in TV Guide?
When I saw it in TV Guide.
Yes, the Oscars are on.
Right, and I looked at my dog, and I went, I'm going to paint you later. Gold for the Oscars.
I'm going to shave half of you and paint half of
right,
you.
And the dog went, Oscars.
Please don't.
Don't watch them.
Don't paint me.
If dogs could talk.
Dogs could talk tonight on Fox.
Yeah.
So that guy, Brendan Fraser, run Encino Man, won.
He did.
And then, you know, there was a powerful scene where he's just down in chicken in that movie, The Whale. So that's why my fried chicken reference.
That was the Oscar scene where he's like, he's crying his eyes out, just taking down a bucket of chicken.
Yeah, I guess. So he won. Good for him, you know? That's great that he thought he was, like, blacklisted in Hollywood for 20 years.
I like Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, he seems like he's a pretty normal guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's
pretty
a guy.
Smart dude.
I think it's funny that he, like, leaves Hollywood and gets, like, doesn't care anymore, and then he gets Darren Aronofsky, pulls him out, and he wins it again. Mike has a note. Also Short Round?
Yeah, from Indiana Jones.
Oh, yes. Did he also play Data in
Mr. Jones? Mr. Jones.
He was Data in the Goonies.
Dr. Jones.
He was Data.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name's escaping me now, but yes, he won for Everything Everywhere All at Once, I believe is the name of the title.
That's correct.
Have you seen that?
No, it looks weird.
Well, I don't know the premise of it, but
I watched the trailer. It's like, it's crazy. It's like really crazy. It's like, you know, a guy's head explodes, but it's like confetti.
Ah, yes. That'll always garner awards. You mean instead of the Cronenberg scanners bit, it's just confetti instead of brains? Yes. Interesting.
Let's shine that Oscar for you.
Yes, fog it up with your breath and shine it with your shirt.
Why can't you write a movie that wins an Oscar? How hard could it be? It's all nonsense.
I'm going to have ChatGPT write me an Oscar film. That's going to be the new...
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Write an Oscar-worthy film about a robot writing an Oscar film.
That's fat.
That's meta as hell. Isn't that fat?
No. The robot's fat.
Sure, we can make
a weight problem.
Yes, the robot has a terrible eating disorder.
Just eats oil all the time.
And it cries. And creaks and sizzles when it gets upset. But somehow it sparks genius when you want it to. The show has gone completely bonkers.
No, let's think here. What would win you an Oscar instantly? What subject matter?
Robots. I think robots are great. You know, like robot.
Robot love story?
Sure. conspiracy theory films, robot films, biographical
history stuff.
History stuff. You know, maybe a trans robot is a.
Okay, sure.
That would be a huge hit. Just call it trans robot. Like in the Oscar season, it would be called the unbearable lightness of the orchid tree or something weird, you know. And forget it. If Johnny DeRito is one of the producers on this film, dang it.
We're calling it trans robot.
Call it trans robot right up front.
Opening scenes: Lola.
Lola by the Kinks. Yes.
And the robot putting on silk stockings.
I like it.
Let's start there, boys.
One place you can always start is at the BCT, Big Corner Tavern in Riverside. This show is presented by BCT. More Hooli Zooli after these. Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the Southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hey, listeners, I know we don't talk about finance much on this show, outside maybe the amazing Bitcoin the Musical, which we currently have in development. But I do want to take a moment and tell you about two brothers who make this show possible and why you should consider having an honest conversation with them about the future of your finances. Mike and Dan Madden are the brains behind Madden Funds. They've been lifelong friends to Bill Clay and me, and we entrust the Maddens with our money and the precious donations of our listeners so we don't let outrageous ideas get the best of us. And you should too. Do yourself a favor and reach out to Dan or Mike Madden today to book a consultation on the future of your finances. If you have questions about your financial future or current situation, give them a call. The number is 708-848-3200. Again, that number is 708-848-3200. Or you can visit their website, Madden Funds, at www.maddenfunds.com. Again, www.maddenfunds.com.
Yeah!
Oh boy.
Yeah. This is what was playing for all the animals on St. Patrick's Day before the parade. The college kids. St. Patrick's Day!
Yeah.
Wasn't even St. Patrick's Day, though. Just parade day.
Parade day.
And one of the things I've done over the years we've done on this show is it was, you know, Barstool Sports always publishes the police blot of the Dispatch.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I thought maybe I'd just take some time to go over some of them.
Let's do it.
So this is, and I'll have to give credit. Oh, I think this is written, this might be from Big Cat. Barstool may have written this.
Oh.
So at 9:55 a.m., whoop, not that early, really.
Is this only in Chicago?
This is only in Chicago.
Okay, okay.
All right, and this is, for the listeners out here, this is the police dispatch before the parade. And every year they publish this, and just to see what the antics are. So, obviously, as the listener's about ready to understand, is it's all drunken mishaps. At 9:55 a.m., the dispatcher sighs and says, they're dropping already. Can you head over to 500 West Madison Street for the female passed out in the food court?
Ooh.
9:55 a.m. Pretty early.
That's pretty early.
All right. At 10:12 at Dearborn and Roundolph, there's a call that comes in and says...
Roundolph?
At Roundolph. I was born on Roundolph Street in Chicago.
I like that little dispatch action.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You sent me a card for a parking problem.
All right. At 10:12 a.m. At Dearborn and Randolph, people are climbing on the CTA buses.
Wow.
All right. At 10:40 a.m., a complainant says a male white in an orange hat and green jacket just punched him, took his hat off, and threw it at Illinois and Columbus. So... a guy, he had an orange hat and a green jacket. Good luck finding that guy. Uh-huh. And he punched me and threw my hat. What do you think the guy said before he got punched? You think he just randomly got punched, Clay?
Yeah.
You do?
But the guy who punched him probably said, "What's up, dork?"
Yeah, exactly. That's more like how it went down.
Mm-hmm.
At 10:42 a.m., the Wrigleyville police commander. Did I ever tell you how much I hate the color green? 11:32 a.m., the CTA says people are throwing beads at passing trains the 900 block of Wellington.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's not too crazy. I think people do that. People throw things at the train all the time.
I'm sure.
At 11:42 a.m., a call comes in that says they're throwing bottles at the Channel 7 van.
Get Linda Yu out there to pick them up.
Yeah. At 12:29 p.m., there's a request for a crime scene tape to keep people away from City Winery.
Oh. Oh.
Interesting. No other further details on that. I like City Winery. 12:44 p.m., EMS rolling for a 15-year-old male who's passed out drunk at Jackson and Wabash.
Wow, I've been him.
Oh, yeah. 15-year-old making it past noon is not a, you know...
You did your best, buddy. Yeah. You're not there yet.
He just hit legend status amongst a lot of kids.
His parents are not pleased.
Uh-huh.
Back to Burridge for you.
Okay, at 1:18 p.m. This comes in and says, it's too close to call officially, but it appears that Wrigleyville had its first arrest of the day before downtown did.
Oh, nice.
The honoree is hauled away from Deuces and the Diamond Club at 3505 North Clark. See, there's not much details. Oh, here's one. At 1:36, a man was hit with a bottle by the Lincoln statue. Dispatcher, this is a male, right? Because we had a female before. I want to make sure it's not a dupe. It's not a dupe. He's right across from the Channel 7 van, bleeding from the head. Oh, so something wild was going on over there.
Oh, boy.
Back in Lakeville at Oakdale and Sheffield. I used to live right there. That's my old corner.
Yep. Sure is.
The residents are complaining because there's tons of intoxicated people vomiting on their lawn. This was at 1:36 in the afternoon.
Wow.
at 2:27 p.m. In Lakeview at the 2900 block of North Sheffield. The condo president is receiving calls from tenants about a disruptive party. There's underage drinking, public urination, marijuana smoking, destruction of property, and more.
Sounds fun.
So there's not too many. These are the general. I'm waiting for the wacky ones here to happen. I just don't see too many this year.
They're out there.
So maybe people were a little bit, you know, less. Maybe the moon wasn't full this week.
If you ever get bored, right around our on St. Patrick's Day, what you should do is maybe tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Go out around 1:30 and just drive around and just watch and just look at people walking down the street. I did it when I lived with I lived on Diversey and Damon.
Yeah.
For a short period of time.
I keep forgetting.
I remember I was dead sober. It was like 2 years after I quit drinking. I'm like, I got to go grab something. And I went out at like 1 a.m. and people were like crawling across the street.
On St. Patrick's Day?
Like, yeah, it was like war.
Uh-huh.
It was crazy.
Like a zombie apocalypse. It
just people everywhere. Yeah, people were just like walking aimlessly, zombies. People were on the crying, people on the phone.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Screaming.
Oh, I know it.
Literally, a girl was crawling across the street, a crosswalk. It was awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah. That's the downside of the, and I keep forgetting that this year St. Patrick's Day falls on a Friday. Even
dangerous.
Though I think years and years ago they might have actually had the parade on a Friday. Can you imagine how insane that would be if the parade actually happened on St. Patrick's Day on a Friday afternoon in the loop?
They should do that. Should pass out Red Bulls to everybody in attendance.
And see what happens. Yeah. But man, yeah, I keep losing the idea that tomorrow is Friday, like, because I don't drink anymore. So I'm like, yeah, I don't mentally prepare for that day anymore. Like, what am I doing on St. Patrick's Day? Although I am Irish, you know, this show is dedicated to the Irish diaspora, but I don't know. I'm out of it, Clay. I'm going to be watching lots of basketball.
Yeah, basketball takes over precedence over fake Irishness.
Is that your beef? You think it's fake? The whole parade thing is like fake Irishness? Is like,
I think
come
it's
on.
A disgrace.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it really has nothing to do with being Irish.
It's
about getting as drunk as you possibly can and throwing up on people's lawns.
Yeah, I get it. So you hate that part of it.
I hate that part of it.
I know, but so much of the Irish culture has been, you know. But you're right, Clay. I'm not a big proponent of that idea either. You know, that's like Bill and I were saying, like, can you imagine if like our Italian friends had their own parade? Like Italians, we've noticed like our Italian buddies, they hate St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, eh, you know. And I was always wondered why.
Except the ones that like to drink.
No, not even the.
I'm like, hey, I'll throw on a green sweatshirt, go to Doc Ryan's all day.
Well, sure, yeah, because it becomes like a Mardi Gras kind of thing.
That it's closer to Mardi Gras than it is to.
It's
an
like a
Irish
one day
Catholic holiday.
Yeah, I would probably agree.
St. Patrick
that.
Would be spinning in his grave.
I wonder. You know, I mean, it honors him, and I think some families do some very special things on St. Patrick's Day, but it's just, yeah, it's a shame that it gets overshadowed by like the whole. I don't like the fact that pop culture in America is like that's their judgment of, you know, the Irish. That kind of annoys me.
It's the Shirish.
Yeah.
That was a Miller Lite campaign.
I remember it well.
The Shirish.
The Shirish.
It's House of Pain. It's the Shirish. It's, you know, yeah, green.
Yeah. Well,
green stuff.
We're getting to the point at this part of the program where we're going to have to leave our radio listeners.
Oh, geez.
And then we go and we continue on podcast.
Yeah, right. I mean, we don't stop.
Not at all.
We keep going, baby.
And so for our listeners out there who are interested in following, you can go to hibernianradio.org and find us there. Go to iTunes and search for Hooli's Hooli Show and find the archive of this episode. It goes out Monday. Oh, this is Johnny Hates Jazz, Clay. Remember these dudes?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to play Shattered Dreams. I heard it on the way over here tonight. And
you're a weird guy.
It represents all of those basketball teams that are on their flight home tonight after losing in the first round.
This is for you, Arizona.
It is. Shattered dreams, feel like
That came out in 87.
87, Johnny Hates Jazz.
That's a song you would hear in, like, Kohl's.
Absolutely.
With your mom.
With your mom.
And then you'd go sit in a smoky car and hear Here I Go Again on Your Own.
That, and then this would play again right after it. And you'd be like, we just heard this at Kohl's. This is nuts.
And then you'd hear La Bamba.
Right.
And then you'd have McDonald's.
Yep. Sounds like a hell of an afternoon.
And the whole time it's 95 degrees.
Yeah, all because Johnny Hates Jazz. What a name for a group, huh?
That just brought me straight back to 87.
Did it? I heard it on the way here, and I was like, I've had a little thing for this song for the last few months.
Makes your fingers tingle?
It makes my fingers and my toes and bones tingle, Clay. All the way up to my brain. And then my brain explodes with confetti. And says, thank you. I love this song, too. I heard it in rotation on Spotify.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, man, I forgot about this. This is a jam. And then I started I always hear songs from the 80s now, and I tell my daughter right away, I'm like, the first guy who remixes this song's ripe to be remixed and, like, covered.
The remix man.
I want to be the remix man. I want to be the remix man. It's one of my new career goals.
It's not that easy.
But
it's not that easy.
I'm living vicariously through the my daughter's potential, right?
Why don't you start making beats?
I'm going to. I'm going to become, like, you know.
You could call yourself DJ Confetti.
DJ King Size Confetti, I think, is better.
King Size Confetti.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, anything king size is always, you get a
the
little
the public boost. Wants it.
The public likes and gives you street cred because it's king size.
King size confetti tonight on V96.
Why not?
I like it.
Well, I told my daughter all the time, like, you should be a pop star. Like,
yeah, it's like, yeah. That,
well, because she's into, like, you know, she's a singer. She's very into it. She practices at night. I can hear her. You know?
Be a singer-songwriter.
Sure. But her type of music right now, like, I've tried to put her onto, like, you know, folk singers I like and Chrissy Hine and people like that. I'm like, listen to them. And she's like, she's more into, like, the pop stuff right now, right?
Yep.
And that's partially due to her age, I think. And the type of music that her generation's been exposed to. I mean, so much of it is coming through social media and like, it's all about, you know, like, EDM and
I couldn't tell you the pop stars right now.
No, I can't either. That's why I said, Charlotte, here's your pop star name. You're Charlie Lou, and you're going to cover Johnny Hates Jazz, Shattered Dreams. And you're just going to come up and you're going to do a single.
Just cover 80s jams.
Yeah.
You and know, get sued 45 times.
And then
times.
You're, you know, I die for you. Yeah, I mean, like, it's gold, Clay. I'm telling you, it's ripe to be covered by somebody.
And then you can make the videos and then be in the videos.
That would be
like
a little,
Puff Daddy.
I'm like Britney Spears' dad, except cool. No, like, what do you want to be? I want to be like Britney Spears' dad, except cool.
Except not a psycho.
Yeah, except not a psycho. I want to be, you know, hip, cool.
But I do want full control of everything my daughter does. Writes.
I would like to know where the money is and at least have a little bit of access.
But you should dress like P. Diddy.
Right.
So you should wear, like, big, like, giant yellow parkas.
As her dad.
Correct.
Yeah.
Patent
leather parkas. And like, moon boots, you know? And a cigarette, because I got to be a little edgy. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm very well-spoken, and I'm happy to do any 60-minute interviews.
You guys will probably win a Grammy in the next 5 years.
Right.
It's not impossible.
But, like, what is the persona of the dad? If I'm her dad, what's my persona? Father Pop Daddy?
Just Pop Daddy.
Father Patty Daddy? like, we got to start coming up with the algorithms there.
Just Pop Daddy.
Pop Daddy.
Yeah, well, Pop Daddy, what
right.
up?
I'm her father, but I make the beats in the background, and I wear patent leather jackets.
Yeah, we'll feed you lots of acid and Vicodin.
That sounds wonderful. I think we're onto something. As long as we cover Johnny Hates Jazz.
Well, no, you look at, like, who's the that one girl, Megan Trainor?
Yep.
She just, you know, just did it the hard way. She just came out of nowhere and started singing in malls and whatever and just...
Yeah.
Figured it out. But then it's like you read their like bio and it's like, yeah, and then she bumped into the head of Warner Brothers Music in an elevator randomly.
Right. Well, there is a lot of luck.
Like, doesn't seem right.
There's so much luck and timing involved in having it pop for you and getting discovered, you know.
That's what Mick Jagger used to say.
It's so much luck and timing.
Involved.
Involved in fame.
You just got to go for it.
Right. And sometimes if you get a little crazy, you can paint your animals. To get yourself an edge.
I've seen Keith paint many things.
Yes.
Different types of fur.
He's fur painting again.
Both human and animal.
Keith's late for practice. He's fur painting again.
Keith is completely strung out. He's painting fur.
Wow.
He's painting a police horse.
That's the cover of my album with my daughter. We're painting a police horse.
Painting a police horse is the name of your album.
Yes.
You, Sheryl Crow, your daughter, Mick Jagger.
We're on to something big right there.
Dave Mustaine.
And Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. He sings the I Die For You part in the Johnny Hates Jazz remix.
I die for you. It'd be unbelievable.
We just wrote a blockbuster Grammy award winning hit right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you just got to get in contact with all these people.
Oh.
How hard could it be?
Yeah. Well, that's why I played Johnny Hates Jazz.
That's really good that she has musical aspirations, your daughter. That's, you know, you hope for that in a kid because the whole world is a screen nonsense that, like.
Oh, I know.
Does she play an instrument as well?
She noodles around on the guitar. She's teaching herself how to do it. She's into it.
Yeah, my niece does the same thing. She plays the guitar and she sings, and she's really good at both. It's like, yeah, just do it, man.
I love it.
Go
yeah,
for it.
I do too.
Go play little bars and. If they let you in malls and anywhere you can, it's like street fests and whatever.
And Charlotte has that thing chip on her shoulder that, you know, her grandfather was a pop singer and star.
Correct.
You know, here in Chicago.
Well known.
Yeah. So she's got that going, you know, like that's where I said to her, I was like, if you like this, run for it.
It's in your blood.
Like, it's in your blood. You got it.
It's in your blood, you know.
It is. Like, I'm like, you got it. Do it. You know.
You should have Conor McGregor call her.
I should. Conor, can you call my
it's
daughter?
It's in your blood, Charlotte. Go for it. Sing. Sing as much as you want.
I wonder if he's on Cameo. If you can get him on Cameo. He's too rich. Rich people. The rich stars don't do Cameo. Only the guys who are like, I need a buck.
Yeah, when he starts, you know, getting those plane payments, he'll be on Cameo in a couple years. And all his fighting money's dried up. Nah, he's got the whiskey money to fall back on.
Man, I just saw that Ryan Reynolds of Mint, you know, he's got
Mint
Mobile.
Yeah, he just made $1 billion.
Again, for like the second time in a couple of years, he sold his gin brand, Aviation Gin, for like $650 million a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Then he starts a mobile cellular company called Mint Mobile that T-Mobile just acquired for like $2.1 billion.
But he's like Cuban. You know, they take that money and they put it into something else.
Sure.
And it's like, great, go for it. Create jobs. Good for you.
I mean, that's pretty groundbreaking that, you know, that celebs are now transferring into like these moguls of
communications.
Well, their brand, they used to be the spokesman for the brands. Now they are the brand, you know, like,
right.
It's changed. So good for Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
You know, he's an Irish American, or he's a Canadian Irish.
He's Canadian Irish American?
He's Irish. Canish nice.
He's Canirish American.
Yeah, he's Canirish and Irish American.
So he's all over the map then.
Well, he's got some money, and I hope that he can sprinkle some on me. You know,
he won't.
Come paint me with some money, Ryan.
He'll never touch you.
He won't because I have a missing tooth. I'm not attractive enough yet.
You should send him a telegram.
I should ask my daughter Charlotte, how do I get Ryan Reynolds' attention?
Offer to paint his animals.
Do you think I offer to paint their animals for free?
For St. Patrick's Day.
For St. Patrick's Day? They will invest in the media company?
I want to do a theme with your animals, Ryan. You have dogs and cats, I assume?
You live on a farm, don't you?
You're very rich.
I assume you have dogs and cats. You're very rich. What an odd thing to say. I'm going to say that this next guy I meet who's very wealthy.
It's more odd than offering to paint them all.
You're quite wealthy, I've noticed. How many cats and dogs at home?
You must have many dogs and cats.
Oh, you must have many dogs and cats. You're eating such expensive steaks and drinking such fine wine. This is something that only comes from high-end cats and dog owners. On that note, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be cool. Back.
Hi, I'm retired Sheriff Mike Sheehan. Every Chicagoan should vote Tuesday, April 4th for Paul Vallas for mayor. I worked with Paul Vallas as a Chicago police officer, alderman in the city council, and as sheriff of Cook County. I come from a police law enforcement background. My father immigrated from Limerick, Ireland. He was a Chicago police officer. I have three brothers who are policemen. Paul is a supporter of law enforcement. Paul brings to the mayor's office a great background with ability, integrity, commitment, and everybody knows he has great experience. And there is no substitute for experience. I urge everyone to get their friends, their neighbors, and their family to vote April 4th for Paul Vallas for mayor of the city of Chicago.
Paid for by Paul Vallas for mayor.
Hey, listeners, I know we don't talk about finance much on this show, outside maybe the amazing Bitcoin the Musical, which we currently have in development. But I do want to take a moment and tell you about two brothers who make this show possible and why you should consider having an honest conversation with them about the future of your finances. Mike and Dan Madden are the brains behind Madden Funds. They've been lifelong friends to Bill Clay and me, and we entrust the Maddens with our money and the precious donations of our listeners so we don't let outrageous ideas get the best of us. And you should too. Do yourself a favor and reach out to Dan or Mike Madden today to book a consultation on the future of your finances. If you have questions about your financial future or current situation, give them a call. The number is 708-848-3200. Again, that number is 708-848-3200. Or you can visit their website, Madden Funds, at www.maddenfunds.com. Again, www.maddenfunds.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hang in there! We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolies. Stay tuned.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Photographer smile, take a break for a while, take a risk, do your very best, take 5 points.
Take five. Welcome back, Hoolies Hoolie. Final quarter. Just me and Clay this week.
That's right.
And it's been wacky.
Bill's sleeping like a little baby.
Yeah, well, he might be. He's somewhere painting the animals. You know?
He's dreaming about painting animals.
Mm-hmm. Dreaming about painting animals, doctor. What does it mean? Tell
me. Got his nightlight on.
I went and got x-rays the other day, Clay.
Oh, kinda just for fun?
For my mouth. I went and visited UIC Dental.
Your new spot.
It's my new spot.
Taking full advantage. Oh, getting familiar with the staff.
I told you, Clay. I entered the transfer portal, and I have officially been welcomed on to the UIC dental patient team. UIC Dental School patients team.
Did they give you a jersey?
Yeah, they say, get ready, buddy. It says, get ready, and then an exclamation point.
And then you ran through that paper or whatever?
I ran through what?
With the team, you know, like they bust through the paper? The
yeah,
paper
we were, thing. Yes, and
you had
and,
a picture of a tooth on it?
And I leapt, it had a, yep, and it said UIC under the tooth. I ran through the paper and I sat right into a chair, and a very anxious young 17-year-old Asian boy said, open your mouth.
And I squirted you with yeah, the air and the water?
And yes, he hit me with some
air, fresh air.
Some of that on my tooth. He said, does that hurt? I said, no. Yes, he was a student, Mike. Mike has a note. Was the Asian man.
Yeah, he wasn't just off the street.
Was the Asian man boy a student, I hope? Yeah, yes, he was. He was a dental student.
So you went there, and what'd they do? They took x-rays, they got you set up for your first bill?
Well, the first time I went, yeah, they got me all set up for the first bill. The first time I went,
Get him for about $1,500 on the first bill.
I'd be happy to get out for $1,500. I went and they didn't get time to do the x-rays. They did something like a radio or like they did.
Does this take place in a classroom?
No, you have to go to this. I had to go to the medical school and enter like the radiology department to get x-rays for my teeth.
So you're dealing with real people.
No, I was dealing with like just a girl who sits in there and x-rays people's teeth all day.
Oh, all right.
I was like, it's not a comfortable. When was the last time you had your teeth x-rayed?
Like 2 weeks ago.
And did you gag? They got the like,
yeah,
there's like this
they
big
got a new thing.
They put,
yeah, they don't do it the old school way.
They don't. And it's like, and
they like put a flashlight in your mouth.
It was traumatizing for me. I was like, And she's like, relax, don't. I said, the cotton balls are making me gag.
And she's doing it the old fashioned way, baby girl.
She goes, the cotton balls are there so you don't bite off your tongue, you know? And I'm like, what is happening? I thought I was getting my teeth x-rayed. This is, but it was a very uncomfortable experience. And I said, how many x-rays are we doing today? She said, 38. I went, what?
That's a lie.
I was like, and so I was, it was quick. I was in and out in like 15 minutes, but it was like, bleh, open your mouth. Breathe through your nose. Breathe through your nose. Breathe through your nose. I'm like,
God dang it.
And then she's looking at the picture. She's like, all right, that we got to retake that one. You know, and I was, whatever. It was kind of, it was, I just thought it was, I told her, like it cut my mouth on the inside. I was like, this is rough. She's like, nah, everybody does this. It's not a big deal.
No, no. You should have corrected her.
I said, I got to leave.
This is rough.
I said, this is rough. This is not the patient care I was expecting when I was entered the transfer portal from MUDS.
Enter the transfer portal again means just getting on your computer?
Yeah, it means getting on your computer and transferring to another...
dental school.
Yes, another dental school that would be willing to fix your teeth for a reduced cost than another... These are poor people problems. These are... you know, a man who's in the middle of a divorce with a kid about to go to Catholic high school problem. You know, where do I get my teeth fixed? I don't got no money.
You should sell your remaining teeth.
Oh, that would be an interesting thing. I wonder if I could sell my remaining teeth for the cost of a brand new set of, like, David from Clear Choice teeth. Like, I just swapped out.
Yeah, I'm sure they could do something with them.
I don't think people purchase used teeth, though.
Somebody does.
Has anyone ever had, like, a tooth-for-tooth transplant? Where it was like, I want Jimmy's
Mick
tooth.
Mick Jagger did.
He did? All my dental implants are from other people who are living. There's nothing fake about my teeth. They lived in other places, but they're still mine.
He has a German Shepherd tooth.
What if people started doing that? The guy goes, can you pull my pet's tooth out and put it in the back of my head?
I spray painted my dog green. I kind of ruined it. So I'm going to use it for parts now. Can you grab a tooth out of there? I want to look tough. I want fangs.
I've been missing.
Let's do that. We'll put my crappy teeth in his head.
What a bizarre thought. Human beings start getting dog teeth transplanted into their mouths when their own teeth fail.
I'm sure someone's tried it.
I'm sure there's been, it happened in a lab in Wuhan somewhere. They're working on that. Dr. Fauci, is there any other coronaviruses we need to worry about? No, but there is a project called...
He's from England? No.
This Dr. Fauci is.
But there's other things, people getting dog teeth and such.
I've failed to mention the dog tooth experiment.
Dr. Fauci's been fired. Mick Jagger's taken over this whole scene.
Right. Tell us more about Project Dog Tooth.
No.
No.
I'll sing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Project Dog Tooth, Stones album.
Right. So where it came to that. Wealthy people have the best dog teeth. Thank you for that note, Mike.
They must have lots of dogs and cat teeth.
Right. You're so wealthy. You must have cats and dogs and their teeth in your head.
You must have dogs that we could use for this experiment.
We're writing a script right now of some sort of weird horror film about rich people who somehow get their teeth implanted from animals.
I like it. And then they start biting people.
Yeah, they turn into the animal at the end. Very wealthy animals.
Greyhounds.
How's that for a pitch? Carry on.
We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. ChatGPT, write me a script about wealthy people who start having their teeth implanted from their own pets. Make them wealthy. Make them lovers of steaks and wine. And make them Rolling Stones fans.
Make them neighbors with Mick Jagger.
Use the Robert McKee three-act structure and use his formatting for Final Draft. Mm-hmm.
Can you really do that?
Yeah.
No way.
If you go to ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll do all that stuff for you. It's the most insane thing you've ever seen.
Let's do it.
Oh, I mean, people are already doing it, I'm
Does
sure.
Does it cost money?
No, it's free. But
says who?
go on it. It's open AI, hence the term.
What's
open
the website?
ChatGPT.com. I believe so.
And you could say, write me a crazy script about a dog, make it 90 pages, and it'll do it.
Yep. It'll do it in 20 minutes. If you, but you have to know how to query ChatGPT in the right way with the right prompts, right?
No, I don't know.
The skill set is really like you're becoming the coach of it, right? Like, and you're the editor of sorts. So you can say, hey, rewrite that paragraph and include this. Make it jokier. Tone it down. Like, so you can instruct the bot to come up with essentially what you're looking for. Is the authorship there in you or the bot? To be turned. No. It's the bot who is the one who's coming up with the real.
That's coming up with the its, ands, and buts and does.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But you're doing most of the work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. A lot of the exposition comes out of them, but it's all prompted by what you want it to say, and then it structures it in a manner that is in format of a script. So.
It's very arousing.
It is. You can, but now there's things on the ChatGPT where teachers have a thing that they can use to scan their papers that are from students, where the bot will tell them if it was generated by an artificial intelligence source or not. So there
you
are.
Tell
certain,
me, they got a bot to find the cheating bots.
So they say. There's a component to the way that the AI writes that another AI bot can detect whether a human composed it or if another robot came up with the prose. So that's kind of it's interesting that it knows how to spot it. Can you trick the bot? I'm sure that's the new experiment, right?
Do those two bots make out with each other?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Do the robots make out with each other at all? Very good. Okay.
I'm in.
So they're heterosexual, you're saying? Okay, we'll let it in the school system.
That sounds kosher.
Yep. I've had fun this episode. We're at the end, Clay.
Yeah, Bill, we haven't missed you at all.
Oh, we have.
But, of course we have.
But he wouldn't have had the silliness factor that we had tonight.
No, he'd be dreaming of candy and painted animals. And
just like we were. And dog teeth transplants and all kinds of insane thoughts.
Yes.
For the listeners out there, if you've enjoyed the last hour, you can go to Hibernian Radio and find it there. Or go to iTunes and search for Hooli's Hooli Show.
That's correct.
Podcast comes out on Monday. Want to thank the sponsors again. BCT, Big Corner Tavern.
Love it.
Our newest sponsor, God bless them. They're great to us. We just did the show there the other night for Hibernian Radio. Worked out great. Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Flood Brothers Disposal, Madden nice. Funds, and Guinness Irish Stout. Until next week, Clay, what are we going on? We're going on some Hendrix.
Yeah, get it going.
Bye.
Sing a song. If the sun refuses to shine, I don't mind. If the mountains fill in the sea, let it be. It ain't me. Turned out to be nice. Oh, I don't mind. Oh, I don't mind. If all the hippies cut off all their hair, oh, I don't care. Oh, I don't care. White collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They're hoping soon my kind will drop and die, but I'm gonna wait.